So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey, hey.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Okay, you don't want the full version. That would be painful for everyone's ears.
But you're welcome.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. I wish we had Santa hats on right now.
I know.
What the hell?
Just play pretend.
Yeah, okay.
And a gingerbread latte. In hand.
Yeah, or like a pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin, what am I saying? Gingerbread latte.
I mean,
pumpkin
you're
spice.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
I love
gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, I do love a gingerbread cookie.
Like, why are they good? They're great.
Let's get some.
I would love some. Maybe a little snacky on the way home.
Dip it on the tea.
Yep. Anyways, guys, Merry Christmas.
This is our first Chrissy ep we've ever done.
What date will this be out? Well, Christmas...
The 20th. Oh, no, sorry. It'll be the 21st.
It's a few days until Christmas.
4 days till Christmas.
Wow.
Y'all.
God, another year gone by. And that freaks me out.
It does freak me out. The fact that we were... I don't even know where we were a year ago. Were we in... Sydney? We're in Sydney.
We were here.
Oh, no. We were in London a year ago.
We were in London.
But we had moved to Sydney.
Yep. We'd been living in Sydney. Yeah. Remember, it was crazy. Like,
COVID.
Omicron was a thing. We were like, do we go? Do we not go to London? We need to go see our new home. And then we just...
You know us. We take a risk.
We yeeted.
We risk it for the gingerbread biscuit.
Yeah. That was such a fun trip. It
that
really was
a really fun... That made me fall in love with London.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me false hope.
I was like, you loved it last time. What's changed?
But first, before we get into anything, we just want to acknowledge that Christmas can be a really hard time for some people, and it can bring up a lot of emotions or triggers, or, you know, it can be really lonely if you're living in a different country or whatever it is, if you've dealt with loss. We just want to acknowledge that we understand that it can be a really hard time. And
yeah.
We are here to, I guess... try and reminisce on some happy memories.
Yeah, and talk about how to get through the hard ones. Like, I know I hate Christmas. I normally...
Okay.
Not hate.
You need to elaborate on that.
Hate is a strong word.
You hate Christmas Day.
But I love, like, the festive season. Yeah. It's very conflicting feelings.
You turn into the Grinch on Christmas.
Not even. I just feel sad.
I think you hate the build-up to it of the day.
No. I love the festivities.
No, the thought of Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
But then once you're there, you actually have...
You know how people, like, hype New Year's? I hype up Christmas thinking, it's going to be perfect, perfect, perfect. It needs to be great. And then it comes and I'm like, my family's broken and fucked up. Which I know so many people experience that because, like, well, I've had, like, when my dad was still alive, like, my parents were divorced, so it was, like, this fight between, like, dad's place or mum's place, and, like, it was just, like...
I hate that.
And then, like, within my mum's side, if they were fight, it was just, like, I got really used to having Christmas with all my friends. We'd just have friendmas, and, like, all my friends that we'd call them the orphans that were, like, living away from home, like, everyone would come to mum's house, and it was just so much fun, and I loved it.
You get to a certain age where you want to just be with your friends. Yeah. Like, I hadn't spent Christmas with my family, as in my extended family, in, like, 5, maybe 6 years. I haven't spent Christmas with them in so long because I had always had boyfriends. So it'd be like immediate family in the morning. I'd have breakfast with mum and the sisters, and then lunch I would have with the boyfriend's family.
Which is so fun. And like, I think, you know what? I always get so sad about it because all I've ever dreamt of having is like just my extended family, like actually a family day where like everything's normal and everything's fun and I'm with all my cousins and it's like whatever. And they're all cool and we all got along, but it's just not like that, all with a boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
I remember when I had it with my ex once, and then like when we'd broken up, God, Christmas was so hard the year that we weren't together because I was like
single.
It's really like, it's just, you know, it's not the same because I love going into other people's family lives.
Yeah, I know, because
and living
like,
through them.
Yeah, living vicariously through their
like,
family.
I love going to family dinners with your fam. I'm like,
well, now I love, like, my fam's like, I feel like we're very solid as an immediate family. Like, my immediate family, I'm very, very close to. And I obviously love my extended family, but we're just not, I don't see them that much. So,
extended family are always random.
It's always, like, it's a mix of different characters. Yeah. Like, it's a mix of different vibes.
You're all just shoved together, really, and, like, labeled as family. Like, you don't have to get along with your family. And I also think if you don't want to be around people that you're uncomfortable around, like, don't ever feel forced to. Like, you, even though it's, like, everyone together on Christmas is so important, it is just one day of the year. And I used to, like, refuse to see certain family members and stuff or, like, put myself in situations where I know I'm going to feel like shit and feel uncomfortable. So I would always just choose to be with friends and see my mom and whatever. Oh, my brother's birthday is on Christmas. Poor guy.
On Christmas?
Yeah, so you know this.
His birthday's Christmas Day. Yes, I thought it was like a couple of days after.
No, he's literally a Christmas baby. I know. And so everyone's
But
I know,
like,
but everyone's like, Merry Christmas. And he's like, it's my birthday.
That sucks.
I know.
That actually sucks. There's no like sugarcoating.
No, and people like being like, here's your Christmas and birthday present all in one. No. And it's like, but no, I feel like Harrison's not a very boasty person anyways. Like, imagine me as a Leo trying to deal with my birthday being on Christmas Day. Absolutely not.
Well, that's why Leos are not at that time.
Yes. Yeah. He's a Capricorn. So he's, you know, he's chilling.
Chilling, bugs filling.
Anyways.
Chilling, grilling,
bugs filling. Shall we do one?
Yeah. Mantra. Mantra. I always swap it.
I don't know.
It is what it is.
It's like how you say France and I say France.
Do you say dance?
I said dance.
Exactly. So it should be France.
France.
All right. The mantra of this week is, only by giving are you able to receive more than you already have.
Aww.
Aww. Cheesy but cute. And we love that.
Because this is the time of giving. It's all about giving, not receiving.
It is. I much, much, much rather give because I feel like I'm a very thoughtful person and I like to make sure I know what they want or like listen to what they want to get them that.
Yeah.
And not that presence everything, but you know, I just like receiving gifts that you don't want.
Oh, it's so bad, awkward. But it's like, receiving gifts avocado. Even that you do.
Thanks.
Oh my God, that's my favorite fucking meme. My Nan one year got me, sorry, Nan. Oh, she's going to listen to this. Actually, it came in handy, but I remember when my Nan bought me a pink toolkit when I first moved into my Sydney apartment. And you know what? Practical, bright pink toolkit. Came in handy, but when I opened it, I literally looked at it and was like, are you fucking serious?
That is a bit like of a strange present.
But practical.
Yeah.
Practical. But no, receiving gifts is so awkward. Like, even when I receive, if I receive a gift that costs someone a bit of money, I go red. Oh. I literally am just like, can't accept it, but absolutely will accept it. Thank you. But also like, you know, so.
What's a present you've received that was expensive that you didn't like?
No, not one that I didn't like.
Oh.
Just one that I felt uncomfortable receiving because it was expensive.
Yeah, when Will bought me my Prada bag, I cried. Yeah. I just didn't expect it. I'm not a, like very like, I don't buy myself designer stuff. No. And I'm not very materialistic. So no. when he bought it for like, me, oh I was like, God. Cried out of shock. Cause I was like, that's so nice.
Well, yeah. You know, who bought me a Prada bag yeah. as well, actually.
Yeah.
And I was completely blindsided by it. And I went red and said, leave the room while I open this gift in case I hate it.
Prada all the way. Love her.
But yeah, no, it was awkward. But then I like literally went red and was just like, I don't know what to do to repay you for this. Thank you.
I know. You feel like then you're in debt to them.
I wanted to be like, just take it back. But then I was like, I love it. I want it.
I know. Is it that one? No.
No, I bought this one.
Both are black Pridies.
Yeah. Wish it was this one. This one cost fucking an arm and a leg.
Was that one more?
It's way bigger. Yeah, this was stupid money. Mum was like, why did you buy that Cartier? And then you got a black one now too. And I was like, that was a gift. I bought this before that happened.
It doesn't count.
Yeah. I love her. She was worth it, you know?
What is the worst present you've ever got though? Like besides the toolkit. Can you think of one?
The worst present.
Or like, have you ever like, when they give you just a card and you're like, oh, there's going to be money in here. And then you open it and there's no one you have no to like, money flies out. And you're like, and they're like, or you get like, just like a box of chocolates and you're like,
yeah, it's like,
like, I get it.
My family all does that now though. Like, same. I think, and they always say to me,
what the age? Cardi,
it's so hard to buy for you. You can have everything you want. And it's true. Like we get sent so much stuff, but you know what? I'm such more of a sentimental gift person. Like, I am not about how much it's cost. Like, you could literally buy me a bunch of sunflowers, give me a matcha or some matcha powder. Yeah,
it's the thoughtfulness.
Like,
I don't know. That's what I mean. I hate when you get given a gift and it's completely, like, it's random. Nothing, it's nothing so random. To do with you. Did you just, like, cookie cutter these gifts and, like, you get this one, you get this one?
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of giving is, like, personal, in my opinion.
Yeah. But not that it's about the giving, but because we were talking about receiving. I want to acknowledge, yes, my favorite thing is what yours is. I will study someone for a good month. What do you like? What are you into at the moment? Like, what's something so niche I can get you that you know
I
understand you. I see you.
Yeah.
I care. Uh-huh. And I want you to feel so much joy when you open this, not because I've got you the best present, but because I really see you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best kind of present you could get. So like, I'm the same. I love.
Even a letter. Write me a letter. Oh
yeah. I will. Yeah. That's the best. But yeah. I think something that we were talking about that we want to do is like, it's really heartbreaking in London because it's really cold here right now during this time. Like the weather's just completely dropped. Seeing the homeless on the street.
I know.
And like how much they're suffering because it's literally so cold. And I can't even imagine how many like deaths would be happening due to the fucking blizzard and people being on the street. So I think that it's really important that we find ways that we can give back in our own means, but you can buy cheap blankets or if you see someone, maybe like
some socks
or food or something that can help, a warm drink or I don't know. I think my goal for the next few weeks is like, what can we do to give back more? And my mum always talks about it because she works with an orphanage in Bali and once she started working with them, she gives them money every month and sends gifts so they can buy new equipment and school books for the kids and blankets and just like bedding and all of that. My mom said like it's just changed her life completely and the joy she gets when they receive the gifts, they send photos and videos. Thank you, Kylie. Like
it makes you realize how grateful you need to be every day for our life because they're so grateful for these basic things that we take for granted
all the time. So I think, we need to put our heads together and figure out something that we can do because I mean, there's so many people out there that are suffering so much and we have so much abundance around us. And I think that's what all of us listening as well should do. Try and do something small or if someone in your life is struggling, just even giving your time is an incredible way of giving.
Yeah.
If you don't have money to buy someone an expensive gift or buy them anything, like
just let them know your time
or your words, you know, you said a nice letter
because when I think back to presents I've gotten in the past, I can't even remember a lot of them. I remember all the friends that wrote me beautiful letters. Friendship letters. Like it's just so much more meaningful. It really sticks.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I guess on the topic of gifts, what's been the worst gift you've ever received?
Oh, God. I think the worst thing I've ever gotten that I can think of is just, like, a random game. Like, when they give you, like, a random game and it's, like, it's not terrible present. I might play that one day, but when you're like 15 years old or 18 years old and you're getting given like some random just like family game.
I have a bit of that. I kind of love a game.
When you were 15?
I don't know.
No, that's what I'm talking about, like when you're like someone's gotten you a gift and it's just so far from like what you would ever use.
I just make it easy for my family. Every year when someone says, what do you want for Christmas? I just would always get Polaroid film because it was something that...
Actually, I've got...
It was something that I knew I was going to use and I loved it. No matter how much Polaroid film I was receiving, I was joyful every time. That's because great. I remember I used to take Polaroids of everything. I literally have a box back in Australia that's my whole life in Polaroid film. I need to get back into it. Yeah, they need to make a smaller fucking Polaroid though. They're so big and bulky. It's so annoying. You can only do 10 photos, but it's... Oh, I love Polaroid films. Anyways...
I just Polaroid remembered the worst one you got. I'm so sorry, Will. It was really thoughtful. It was really thoughtful, but you're going to die. Okay, so he got me a few things. The picnic basket was a really cute idea. He was like, because I said I love picnics and he didn't like picnics. So he got me a picnic basket, which was really, really cute. We only probably used it once. But the second thing he got us...
What?
Matching rollerblades.
Oh my god.
Like, do you know me at all? I'm the most unathletic person. There's no, I can't skate, I can't rollerblade, I can't surf, I can't do anything on wheels.
Oh.
And he bought us rollerblades and it gets worse.
Oh no.
But it was cute at the time, I'm sorry. Matching white denim full length overalls.
What the fuck was he thinking?
I don't know.
Well, you guys were going to go matching together.
Dude.
That's a bit of Will.
It's a bit of Will.
It's a bit of Will.
I'm sorry, Will. The thought is there. Oh, no, there's another bad present he got me once. What? It wasn't for Christmas, what? Though. He got me a fucking gold turtle. He just came home one day with, like, a gold photo frame of us, which was cute, whatever, and this gold turtle, like, ornament. And I was like, what the fuck? And I had to pretend to like it for so long. And then when I moved houses, I threw it out.
You're so nice. I would have literally said to who I was dating's face, been like, why did you get me this?
No, it gets worse. Oh, he was going to get me a gold toucan.
No.
Instead, he goes, I was going to get you this beautiful gold toucan, but I thought I'd start with the turtle. And when have I ever said I like turtles or toucans?
I'll start with this turtle and we'll build our way up to the full zoo, baby.
And then he
the full zoo in our house.
There's another time, actually, for Christmas, too.
Oh, my God, what?
He got me... This is the thing, like, he's so thoughtful, but he just didn't know me or something.
Oh, God.
He got me silver diamond love heart earrings and...
No,
yeah,
no,
these, like what you'd wear as a five-year-old.
No.
And he's like, but do you like them? And I was like, yeah.
Why'd you say yes?
I can't hurt someone's feelings like that.
Aww.
It was so bad, but I was like, I would be pissed if
you do not know me.
Yeah, I was like, look at what I wear. Very dainty gold.
Like, nothing breaks my heart more than like if you're literally dating someone and they just do things so left of field that you're like, are you dating a robot?
You get offended.
Because I remember what you said to me 3 months ago when you mentioned those sneakers you liked.
Yeah.
And your favorite movie.
No.
And your favorite fucking food. And like minor details. Like, listen to me when I talk, please.
You should have seen all the presents I got him. He was blown away because I got himself Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets.
Ticket slay. Big slay.
Because
slay.
He said that was one of his favorite like artist bands, whatever. So I got him that. I got him these Common Projects, which are his favorite shoes.
Yes.
And I got him something else that was like, he was like, how did you remember all these things? I'm like, that's what you do.
Because I love you. You listen you to when silly someone boy. Goes,
oh my God, I want this. Yeah, you don't just think of random. But like, talk to one of my family members or my friends. Someone. Ask someone. Don't just
brain cells.
Roller skates.
Nah.
Rollerblades. Or just, I couldn't believe it. Overalls. When have I ever worn white denim and overalls?
You know, one of the best presents actually that I received. I wouldn't say the best present. It was a drama, but I was like so thrilled. So you know how I love Little Mermaid 2? Like I love Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it's my favorite
melody. Like I love. And I just love mermaids. I'm such a little water girl. And I always dreamt of having a mermaid tail. Oh, I had always dreamt of having a mermaid tail.
Okay, we have to, on the CC account, guys, I'm going to insert either a video or a photo of Cardia in her mermaid tail. I've got one of you.
Do you?
Yes, at your mom's
around
house.
In the pool. Everyone's had a turn in the mermaid tail, but pretty much one Christmas, I remember when I was dating this guy in high school, like literally years ago in high school, back in like 2014, And my birthday was coming around. I thought, he's going to buy me the mermaid tail. I've dropped hints. This was like an ongoing dream of mine for like years. I thought, he's going to buy me the mermaid tail. Like, it's happening. He fucking bought me a dinner date to this like really bougie restaurant in Brisbane. I was a young hippie girl. Like, I was literally in gold class movie tickets. I thought, all I wanted was a mermaid tail. Anyways, my ex-boyfriend ended up surprising me with, he ordered me a custom blue sparkling mermaid tail, and it was the happiest day of my life. I thought, I feel so seen. I feel so heard. I feel understood. And yeah, I'm only going to wear this thing once in the pool and do one lap and never touch it ever again. But bring it out as a gimmick here and there. Auntie Dan put it on for Christmas Day when she was drunk one year. I thought she was going to drown in the pool.
Oh!
It's so funny. I have to bring the video out. But it was the best. I felt so seen, so heard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was funny. It was gimmicky. He had to custom order it. It was iconic,
That's
you know?
That's amazing.
Imagine being a boy being like, hi, just one sparkly blue mermaid tail, please.
Oh my God, this is just reminding me of when me and Corey were kids and she was obsessed with dolphins and I was obsessed with mermaids. I think I've shown you the photo. There's a photo. My mum took us to this like place where they take photos of you and then they Photoshop a mermaid tail onto you. And I'm like in the like ocean with the fish. And then Corey's in the ocean as a mermaid too, patting a dolphin. But like the dolphin's like Photoshopped. She had to like put her hand over this like fake thing and like Photoshop a dolphin. And she's like, and I'm like just in the ocean.
I have to tell you guys though, the mermaid tail is not what it cracks up to be. You cannot swim in it. You literally drown.
Mm.
How the fuck did they film H2O just out of water?
Corey was in a mermaid tail.
It's so hot.
She was an extra as a mermaid in that show. Iconic. And she said it was really heavy.
Leo, the condensation. That's so funny.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are some of your Chrissy traditions?
We don't really have many.
Mm.
We don't, which is sad. But really? We'll always like when no opening the presents the night before. And if my mum every time tries to give me my present early and it pisses me off, leave it till Christmas Day, please. Like
they get so excited. I'm like, who are you?
Open it. I'm like, no. So we just we always just like have a big lunch, like in the morning. Eat a croissant probably.
Yeah.
Like an almond croissant. It's like treat yourself day. We're getting fat today. So almond croissant, because we're normally on the Gold Coast for it. We'll normally like ride and get a croissant and coffee or whatever. And then we will like maybe have a swim or something. And then all of the family normally comes to mum's. Not all of the family, but like we've got like a condensed group.
Mm-hmm.
And mum just, we all cook. And mum cooks her famous potatoes.
Oh, yum.
And my auntie Kez bakes this, not bakes, but makes this like incredible trifle. And it's just delicious.
Yum, I'm so hungry
and
right now.
We eat, we lay out all the food. Everyone's like a buffet thing. Yeah. And then there's desserts, just like Rocky Road, like everything. Like it's
pavlova?
Really just pavlova, of course. Yeah. It's always just food based, really. Yeah. And then Auntie Dan gets way too drunk every year. I try and get my younger cousins wasted. They're so opposite to me. They're really well behaved. It never works. I look like a raging alcoholic. Sometimes I cry.
You usually invite friends over.
I always normally have
friends end up at yours.
And we end up a bit drunk. Yeah. And then we'll normally go for like a sunset swim and we'll sing happy birthday to my brother.
Cute. Oh yeah.
Okay. What about you?
Well, we always had a tradition the night before, like Christmas Eve, we would watch the Christmas carols on the TV.
Aww,
like we would all sit down and like cuddle up and like watch it. And it was my favorite to this day. I like need to do it. And then I, the week leading up to Christmas, we would go drive around and look at all the Christmas lights and the Christmas tree. Did you never do that?
Sometimes, but like not really.
Well, even when I stopped it with my family, me and my friends would do it. Like we would always drive around. It was like a thing that we had to do. Or if I had a boyfriend, we'd go like together and check it out.
Bless.
And then Christmas Day, it was like pancakes in the morning with eggs. Like it was those sweet and savory options. And then, yeah, just lunch with the family when I was younger. But now that I'm older and have boyfriends, it was lunch with the boyfriend's family.
You ditch your family every year, doll.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
no shame about it.
I was saying it before. I haven't had lunch with my immediate family, with my family in ages besides last year.
I was dreaming of like your mum and your fam coming over to London for Christmas and having it with my mum. Like, that's my dream. Because that we're all together because our mums are besties.
Yeah,
so it'll be so fun.
Cute.
When I was, I'm thinking of traditions we had when we were younger. We had way more Christmas spirit vibes. Obviously when you're younger, because I was a believer. Santa was real and you could not tell me otherwise.
How could I forget? My mum every year would do the carrots with the milk.
Yes. So that my mum would always put out like, we've got to put out the chocolate and the milk for Santa, and then dad would eat half of it and leave little nibbles.
Yep.
And my mum would put
Chrissy cake
flour for reindeer. We'd wake up,
my mum would too.
Yeah, waking up on Christmas Day as a kid, unparalleled. Unparalleled. Like, it was just incredible.
Better than birthday, better than Easter, better than anything.
I have to share a story that was like, Ashton, when my mum just like tormented me as a child.
This is horrible.
There was a number. There was a number that obviously someone had set up that you could call it for, it was for kids, and it was like the Santa hotline. So you call it, it would obviously ring out, and it would be Mrs. Claus going, "Sorry, you've missed Santa, he's just out delivering presents to the kids. Oh, call back later," or whatever.
I think I remember it, actually.
Whatever, I don't know. And so I call and call and call. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, it's not happening. So I remember this one day. It happened multiple times. So I was out. We had a house on this island. It was really random. But on Stradbroke, some people from Brizzy will know.
Straddy.
And I'd just be out being a little jungle girl on my bike all day, with the animals, with nature being at one. And I'd be zooming around on my bike outside. I remember mum leaning her head out the house, Cardi, Santa's calling. And fuck, you've never seen someone leg it so hard on their bike before. I was zooming. You know how like there's the little, you'd have the little, on your bike.
The pedals?
On the bike. My bike used to have, it was all pink and I had streamers
Did you have training wheels on?
Maybe at the time, but my bike had streamers up until I was way too old. Picture this, me on my pink bike, absolutely legging it. My streamers are going out of control. I run into the house and I go, give me the phone. And she goes, "Oh, sweetie, you just missed it." She did that to me time and time again. And I thought I would be sobbing. I would be sobbing beside myself.
Do you not feel bad when you're crying?
Yeah. Do you not feel bad? No. But it literally made me so convinced, you know?
Yeah,
she was selling the whole story.
You maybe started to get a bit doubtful. Like, is Santa even there? You know?
I didn't. It made me believe more.
No, meaning if she hadn't done that, you just kept like going to the voicemail, you would have been like, is this real?
They dragged it on until the way
there had to be a reason for her to torture you like that.
The way I found out Santa wasn't real, I
Yeah, how did you find out?
So I was being snoopy, going through my parents' wardrobe one night.
Yeah, they hide it in the wardrobe.
They hide the presents in the wardrobe. And I just wanted to shake it just to see what I was getting from them. But then I've seen the present and it's in their wardrobe and it says, "To Cardia."
Love Sarah.
From Santa.
Mm-hmm.
From Santa? Why has it been delivered early? Why? You know? And then I put two and two together that she's accidentally used the same wrapping paper for Harrison's from mum and dad. So I've gone, you.
That's how I figured it out too. And the handwriting. Mum's an idiot. I'm like, why did you not switch up your handwriting, doll?
Yeah. Like, and when you're young, you just don't even think twice. But I was heartbroken.
Mm.
Felt like I was just a detective that had figured out like.
Worse than your first heartbreak.
No, worse.
Mm.
Actually, no, but yeah. At that age, nothing else matters other than Chrissy Jane
like,
Santa.
It just feels like your whole life is a lie. Like, the magic is gone.
Magic is real when you're young.
Magic is real. Aww. Like, and the Easter Bunny, my mum used to do the powdered, like, she'd do, like, stencils and put powder, baby powder, for the feet.
I think we should just touch on a few tips of how to make Christmas a bit more enjoyable if you're away from family or you're feeling a bit lonely or it's a hard time in a different for you. Place.
Like London is not our usual.
I'm nervous. Mm. I'm like, oh, I want to be in the sunshine. I don't know.
The great news is that it's just one day.
It's one day. That's what I'm reminding myself. Yeah. It's one day.
And I know the build up is so much more than the actual day. Like once you're on the day, it'll either go really fast or really slow. Let's hope it goes fast for the people who maybe aren't enjoying this much. Yeah. But like, it's just one day of your life. How many bad days do you have? You know, quite a few. So if this is just one of them, that is okay.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. Honestly, add it to the books. And just remember to do little things like if you are away, maybe for me, like my family's going to FaceTime me. They're like, they've already organized. They've already told me their plans. So they're like, make sure you get Chrissy outfit on.
Wait, you're going to be in Australia by now. You would have surprised them by now.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I can finally say
yes!
I'm like, finally.
We're like winking to each other across the table.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have been keeping this secret in for months. I have come back to Australia for Christmas to surprise my family and some of my friends, and they had no idea, and I really hope I've pulled it off. I really do. But, yeah, I'm with my family, so
period. Yeah, by the time this is out, she'll be having Chrissy with the fam.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
So right now, this is obviously we're pre-recording, so I'm leaving Karts, and she's got her mum and brother, but, you know, I really am just... You're going to be fine. Really? I'm glad the fact you have your mum and brother, and we have friends here that have also offered, like...
No, we're going to... So mum was... We were just going to do lunch with, like, mum, Harris, and me and Soph, and I was like, that's... So depressing. We're not doing that. Mum's like, we'll just have it at my house. I'm like, no, mum. No. So mum has cousins here and they have little kids and it's really cute. And I was like, they've invited us. So I was like, let's just go. It's going to be random being like another person's house, another family's house. But I was like, let's just put ourselves out there and go do that. And then the second half of the day, I'll either spend it with friends that are doing stuff. Cause I always love seeing friends on Christmas.
Mm.
But we're going to do that. So I'm actually like excited. It's going to be a different experience. I've lowered my expectation and gone, this is going to be new and different. But I think what I'm trying to do to switch my mindset is like, actually just lean in, lean into Chrissy. So we're going to do like a friendmas dinner. We're going to get some decorations for the house, which I never do. Cause I think it's fucking pointless because you have it up for a second and then it's gone.
Well, I mean, we should have probably had them up, but we've been away.
Well, Soph and I are going to buy a tree pronto, like tomorrow. And I'm just going to lean in because I think in London as well, it makes sense to lean in because it's so like festive here.
I helped my friends in LA like set up some Chrissy lights and they put up a Christmas tree and it literally changed the whole atmosphere of the condo.
Yeah. It makes it so cute. And I think we're doing Winter Wonderland tomorrow night, which is our favorite. Mm-hmm. We did that 1 year ago.
Yeah.
You have some mulled wine.
Yeah.
Just like, eat pumpkin, pumpkiny things. I don't love it.
We need to get a pumpkin spice something.
We haven't had it yet.
I want a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks.
We're going to be wildly disappointed because it literally is sugar syrup with a bit of pumpkin, but we're doing it.
I don't care. I want to try it.
Yeah.
And I want a pumpkin spice pie.
Yeah, I had one the other night. I had a Thanksgiving dinner for this brand.
Oh, wait, is pumpkin spice Christmassy?
Pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Is it Christmas themed?
I mean, you can get pumpkin pie in America whenever because it's just a staple.
Pumpkin spice, gingerbread, whatever.
Yum.
Let's just indulge in the Christmasness of... Yes. The snowy winter wonderlandy side of the world. The northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
You know? Because we're used to the southern hemisphere Chrissy's, which is hot.
But anyways, I guess just lean in, count your blessings, what you're grateful for. I think it's a good time to do that. And just slow down, enjoy seeing friends, enjoy if you've got time off work, just like taking some moments for yourself and spoil yourself. Like, go and buy yourself something nice if you have some extra money to do so, or take yourself to get a massage, or just take a little extra care around this time and maybe have a good plan in place if you know it triggers you. So that's why I'm getting my plans for Christmas trying to be sorted now, New Year's, because I know also the time between Christmas and New Year's
is so weird.
It's like
time doesn't exist.
No, I hate it. I'm like, what do I do with myself? Because work's not happening.
Yeah.
That I feel off kilter. Everyone is scattered around the place. I literally hate that time. So at the moment I'm trying to focus on, okay, what am I going to do during that time? Because I know I get really
But switch
weird.
Your mindsets. Be like, oh, these are like 4 days that I get to actually just like proper switch off
it's
and
not
enjoy
4 days.
Myself.
It's like a week. It's weird. It's not working.
I know, but like, that's what I mean though. Switch your mindset. Yeah. Go, okay. I don't need to be anywhere. I'm not needed or wanted anywhere. I'm just going to be
needed or wanted. What do you mean?
No, work-wise, for God's sake.
Anyways. Yeah. So I'm making my plan at the moment. She's making a list. She's checking it twice. She's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Hey,
not naughty.
I've been naughty. When am I not naughty? Actually, what am I naughty. What have I done? I'm nice all the time.
Naughty as in cheeky.
Yeah, cheeky.
Yeah.
Not naughty.
No, not, well, I mean, what's, anyway, whatever. All right, guys, well, is that everything? I feel like that's everything.
I hope you guys have the best.
Oh, well, yeah. Do a little cute, if as well, if you're not very close with your family, do a little, like, secret Santa with your friends.
Friendmas is more fun than Christmas, sorry.
And if you have to work on Christmas Day, do a little, like, friend, like, a secret Santa with your work friends, colleagues.
Yeah. You know, make it fun. Full of ideas.
Yeah.
God, what are we going to get each other for Chrissy? We can't be
each other bloody designer bags, and we had to pay so much bloody import tax.
Oh, it was stupid, but I use that bag all the time.
Do I? Yeah, I use my bag all the time too.
You, do I?
Yeah, no,
it was the best bag ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That and that are the only two designer bags, and that's all I switch between.
Love it. Anyways, love you guys so much.
Love you.
Merry Christmas
and Happy New Year. We do have one more ep coming up.
Yes. Yeah, we've got a wild New Year's episode coming for you.
Well, yay.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
'America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.